Welcome to the conference call of Caixa Seguridade to announce the results of the third quarter of 2020. After the brief explanations of our executive officers, we are going to open a Q&A session, initially for analysts and investors, and then for the journalists present, when further instructions will be provided. This conference call is being transmitted by webcast. It can be accessed at the company's website at www.caixaseguridade.com.br. Those who are logged through the webcast may also send their questions on the platform, and they will be answered by the company's management during this conference call or by the investor relations team of Caixa Seguridade after the end of the conference call. Before continuing, I would like to stress that forward-looking statements are based on beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and are based on information currently available for the company. Forward-looking statements may involve risks and uncertainties considering that regard future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors, analysts, and journalists should take into account that events related to the macroeconomic environment, the segment, and other factors that may lead the results to be materially different from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I would like to give the floor to Mr. Eduardo Takashi. Please, Mr. Takashi, you may start.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here once again and to be here for our earnings release. Today with me, I have Eduardo Costa Oliveira, our CFO and IRO, and Wellis Melli Jr., our Head of Finance. He's going to be appointed as the person in charge of investor relations, reporting to Eduardo. Going first to the highlights on slide number three, I would like to say that, in fact, this quarter, Caixa Seguridade has had record performance, really historical record since it started, and basically driven not just by the new guideline and strategic definition of higher value added to our business, but also in line and making the most of increased credit concession by Caixa, recovering the position as had been indicated in the previous quarter. Well, also, in terms of billing, we had 12.2 billion, an increase of 112% as compared to Q2 2020, 40.2 increase as compared to the first quarter of 2020, and also comparing quarter on quarter, we had a 36.4% growth. In year-to-date numbers, comparing 2019 to 2020, we have had an increase of 4.5%. And this clearly indicates that we have had really an extraordinary performance, thereby mitigating all the impacts of the COVID pandemic, especially in the months of April and May, when we suffered. And even more than a competition as a result of Caixa's strategy of concentrating and directing all its efforts to the payment of the emergency allowance. So we were 54% greater than the first quarter in terms of contributions from pension grew 39%, and we had record sales in all segments. In net income on the quarter, we had 508 million, 29% growth as compared to 2Q 2020, 22.8% as compared to 1Q 2020, and 15.6% as compared to Q3 2019. In terms of market share, we have reached, of course, comparing and based on SUSEP, we have reached the market share of 12.6%, an increase as compared to Q2 is 0.6% greater than the same period last year. So we also have a recovery here. In Q2, we had lost market share, but once again, that was because of the strategy of Caixa to be focusing on emergency allowance. Now, going to the highlights in terms of operations, Caixa Seguridade, in line with its strategic plan, has signed partnerships with CNP and also Tempo Assist for consortium and assistance. So on slide number four, you're going to see a summary of our partnerships that have been implemented in the design, our strategic design for the next 30 years of Caixa Seguridade. So we should also say that the restructuring of partnerships, we are moving from a model of having just one partnership with CNP, which was in effect for 20 years, and we are moving towards a model where we are going to have partnerships focusing on certain segments. So you're going to have the partnership with CNP for another 25 years as of 2021, where we are going to concentrate our life, credit life, and private pension businesses, also in housing. So here, as you're going to see with Tokyo. And further ahead, I'm going to give you more details summarizing the entire partnership process that Caixa Seguridade has adopted, culminating with what we are going to do in December this year. And then continuing our process of expanding the offer of our products to banking channels, not just banking branches as banking correspondents, lottery houses, and internet banking. And in terms of payment means, there have been some changes in terms of the option of changes of payment of products of savings bonds and consortium, and a more simplified sales process. And we have implemented a new way of selling corporate or business insurance. And further ahead, I'm going to give you more details about that. On 3Q, we continued our measures to protect the company's operations considering the pandemic. We have had monitoring actions and COVID crisis response actions. We are continuing working remotely, especially for technical staff and the risk groups of our employees. And now on slide four, you can see, as I said before, this is a summary of our partnerships with a highlight on consortium and assistance that have been closed this third quarter. Somehow, we are closing the competition for partnerships, and probably by the end of the year, we'll launch a competition for co-brokerage business. And then we're going to focus especially in the beginning of 2021 to consolidate and operationalize the new partnerships with our new partners. Also, our strategy for 2021 is to resume the discussion of operational agreements and new partnerships in the segments of major risks, vehicle, health, and dental, partnerships that we did not close this year. And certainly, those are not very relevant segments for our business portfolio, so far, but they present great opportunities for us to increase and add value to our insurance business for Caixa Federal as a whole, and we are going to focus on that during the year of 2021. Now, moving to slide number five, you can see the evolution that was really extraordinary in this third quarter. And as we said before, when we released the performance of our second quarter, we have changed the direction of products, focusing basically on credit, life, pension, housing. And so this is a new direction for our sales network, and this ended up having really an amazing effect. And you can see that in the charts on page five, where the evolution of those products are plotted. So basically, there's an exception for credit life, we grew more than 135% as compared to the same period last year. And this is aligned and making the use of Caixa's strategy to increase credit granting in credit life. Obviously, we separate individuals and businesses. So individuals still relevant in our credit life business, but also the performance has been really spectacular this quarter with a growth of 10.6% as compared to 2019. So we reversed a negative that was about 16% that we had accumulated in the previous quarter. The highlight of the quarter in credit life insurance has certainly been the business focusing on business insurance. And also, as I said before, considering the significant increase in credit granting to businesses through Caixa Federal, and especially through leverage and granting of credit lines for the support of micro and small businesses. Credit Life had a result that was really spectacular, exceptional, a growth of 170% as compared to the same period before, and 264% greater than the quarter immediately before. So, in terms of prospects for the future in the credit life insurance line, we are still very optimistic, not just because of the strategic change of Caixa Econômica Federal and its decision to focus its loans in small businesses, where our product has a very good fit. And also the strategy of Caixa's positioning regarding the consigned to individuals. Also, you can see here in the theme of pension, and this is another highlight that is important, the recovery of the product of this line of business is just way above pre-pandemic with 8.2 in a quarter, an increase of about 190% as compared to the previous quarter. So the contract of housing credit obviously is all directed to Caixa's related to housing. And Caixa is a leader in this market with a predominant market share. And this is very important, especially when we separate housing insurance, a product that is focusing on SBPR. So this is again one of our growth levers. for the insurance business of Caixa. In terms of life, we have also had a significant growth, a growth of 39% as compared to the third quarter of 19. And obviously, you can see here a consolidation of the main lines of businesses where Caixa Seguridade operates and a strategic and commercial direction focusing really on these products. And now I'm going to give the floor to Eduardo, and he's going to give you more details about our financial performance and other details of the third quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, Dakashi. Thank you all very much. And moving to slide seven, we have an overview of the financial performance of Caixa Seguridade. The gross revenue of the companies in the third quarter has reached 12.2%, accumulating 26.6 billion in the first 9 months of 2020, which accounts for an increase of 4.6% as compared to the same period in 2019. If we look at the third quarter 19, there is a growth of 36.4%. This growth was backed especially on the revenues from insurance with an increase of 54.3% and 39.3% respectively. The market share has grown 12.6%, an increase as compared to Q2 of 0.6 percentage points as compared to the previous period. This growth, as we said before, reflects the recovery in record revenues of Caixa Seguridade in the third quarter, which more than offsets a drop in revenue and share in the second quarter. As a reference of this growth, you can see also that the monthly market share increased in reaching 16.1%. When we look at operating revenue of Caixa Seguridade, we have reached 649.8 million BRL, a growth of 24.1% as compared to the same period in 2019. And the revenue coming from equity is 323.1 million in a quarter, slightly below the revenue from as compared to the last year, and especially compared to BDF that reached 326.7 million BRL with a growth of 66.5% comparing the third quarter of 2020 to the third quarter of 2019. This in BDF. The net income was 508.1 million BRL in Q3 2020, a 29% growth as compared to the second quarter and a 15.6% growth as compared to the same period in 2019. The good result in this case is especially due to the growth that we had in BDF growth, which were in line with a significant growth in revenue in insurance, especially credit life. Our ROE, return on equity, has reached 37%, 8 percentage points above that in the same quarter in 2019. This positive variation was due to an increase in the net for the third quarter, but also because of the dividend payout that we did in August and September, in which reduced the denominator of this calculation, and this affected positively this number. Now, moving to slide eight, you can see the details broken down by line of business. So Takashi has already shown, but here we can see all the products that Caixa Seguridade works with. The highlight here, as said before, is insurance and pension, which were, not by coincidence, the focus of the company in this period. So premiums issued for insurance have reached 2.88 billion in a quarter, growth of 54.3% as compared to the same period in 2019. As Caixa demonstrated in the highlights, all lines of businesses have growth, but the highlight was really credit life, which grew 5.7% as compared to the same period in 2019. In the first 9 months of the year, total premiums issued has reached 6.72 billion and 1.2% above what was issued in the same period in 2019. As to pension, the contributions that we received in Q3 have reached 8.16 billion BRL, 39.3% above Q3 19, thereby offsetting the drop that we had had in the second quarter. Year-to-date numbers for the first 9 months show a growth of 2.7% as compared to the same period last year, which demonstrates that the drop has already been offset. As to premium bonds or savings bonds, it dropped as compared to last year in terms of collection, as well as when we compare the first 9 months of the year. So the post-pandemic performance of premium bonds, there is a recovery, but it's still slower than we would expect. As to consortium, as said before, we are back to a production level which is similar to pre-pandemic levels, even though collection in Q3 and in the first 9 months of the year slightly below what we had in 2019, respectively, here 1.7% below quarter and comparing quarters, and 1.9% below if we compare the first 9 months. Now, moving to slide number 9. This is a comparison of the quarters of the indicators that I had mentioned before. Focusing on operating revenue. As in the two charts below the table, you can see the breakdown in detail of our revenue of MEP and BDF. Starting by MEP, you can see a drop of 1.2% in the quarter, an increase. And if you look at year-to-date numbers, we can see an increase of 5.7%. When we compare to the same periods in the year before. The slight reduction that we are seeing in MEP in this quarter is a result especially of the MEP result from Caixa Seguros and Pan Corretora with a drop, which have dropped as compared to the third quarter of 2019. In case of Caixa Seguros, which accounts for the largest share in the composition of the MEP, 96.2%. There was an increase of 0.5% as compared to Q3, or 5.8% as compared to the second quarter this year. You can see the revenue from access to the network and BDF was 326.7 million in Q3, an increase of 65.5% as compared to the same period in 2019, which was 196.3 million BRL. Year-to-date numbers, the growth was 20.6%. going from 544 million to 656.8 million. This growth was driven especially by the revenue generated by credit life insurance, which grew almost twofold with an increase of 99.9%, and which represented almost two-thirds of the total volume of this revenue. We should also highlight here the pension, which grew 26.9% in the same period. On the next screen, you can see the details of each one of the companies, starting from Caixa Seguradora, where there was a relevant spin-off following our strategy, and this had been planned for credit life and life. To explain the effects of this event and to continue the presentation, I'm going to give the floor to Welles Melo Jr., the head of finance of Caixa Seguridade, to continue the presentation. Thank you, Eduardo. Good afternoon. As Eduardo mentioned, on June the 1st this year, we had a transfer of the inventory of life and credit life insurance from Caixa Seguradora to Caixa Vida e Previdência. They are both wholly owned subsidiaries of Caixa Holding, but the strategy is to keep insurance businesses that will be part of the new agreement within a single company, which will mitigate risks and facilitate the operation of the new agreement. This movement, however, requires a change in the way we present the companies. And to keep the comparability between quarters, we are now going to show you a vision that we call here pro forma, giving back to Caixa Seguradora the lines of lender and life. And then we are going to compare it to previous quarters without any impact on the financial statements. Now, moving to slide 11, you can see the performance of Caixa Seguradora. When we look at the pro forma vision, since June, in terms of premiums issued, we have been having a very important performance, offsetting the negative performance from the second quarter of March. If we compare the second quarter of 2020, the issuance of pro forma premiums has had a significant growth, and it's 49.6% greater than the third quarter of 2019. In this quarter, the distribution between lines of businesses was different. It was really exceptional. It was not normal. So in terms of credit life, so was higher than a normal insurance in terms of premiums issued. So credit life is top here, the lender insurance. And we had an excellent performance of lender insurance, as we said before, as Eduardo mentioned before. So why is there a lower growth of premiums issued or premiums earned? So this can be explained by the variations in technical provisions, which in turn is explained by the relevance of lender insurance in this quarter. So in the case of lender's insurance, the premium is fully issued at the time of contract, but most of the amount is provisioned depending on the life of the policy, which reduces the premium earned from this type of insurance. This is different from what happens in housing insurance or mortgage insurance. So in mortgage insurance, there's a monthly issuance of payment, and while the policy is in effect, which requires doesn't require technical provisions. And this explains why we had such a significant growth in premiums issued, which was not reflected in premiums earned. In the case of net income, the drop of 55% that you can see on this slide is a direct result of our spin-off. It's not a result of the operational result of this company. And for this item specifically, in the case of net income, we did not use the pro forma vision to avoid possible mistakes in the segregation of companies. But we are going to present further ahead the assessment of net income in a consolidated way between the two companies, Caixa Seguradora and Caixa Vida e Previdência, so that we can assess the evolution of net income in a more neutral way. Now going to the next slide, number 12, you can see here the performance of some operational aspects of Caixa Seguradora. Specifically here, looking at loss ratio, you can see that the total loss ratio, and here in a pro forma vision, so here we are applying the pro forma approach here to the right-hand side of the chart. And then there is a pro forma presentation here. So in the pro forma presentation, claims were 14.4% greater than those in the first 9 months of 2019. And there is an increase in mortgage insurance, and then lenders insurance, 22%, and also life, 16.9%. In all cases, for these 3 years specifically, the increase is related especially to claims that took place because of COVID-19. And in the, specifically in the case of a mortgage insurance, what contributed to this was the cyclone that was in Santa Catarina, and this caused many claims for the mortgage insurance that covers damage that occurred in insurance in properties that were insured. As to commissions, and here the commission index, taking the acquisition cost as compared to the premiums earned for the product, was close to 20%. And the slight elevation that you can see here is because of increase in lenders insurance, in the sales of lenders insurance, which is slightly above other industries. General and admin expenses, which considers admin expenses regarding premiums earned, follow the trajectory of reduction that started in the second quarter of 2020. And this is a pro forma presentation, and this is also related to the pandemic and a reduction of admin expenses because of everything that we have been doing. So the combined ratio, combining the three factors, loss ratio, commissioning, and G&A expenses, has followed the trajectory of other rates of growth because of the increase in loss ratio. To slide 13. And so, em Caixa Previdência, in the third quarter dele, there was a significant growth of 191% as compared to the second quarter of the year, and 39.3% as compared to the same period in 2019. So this result offset the adverse effect of the pandemic between the second half of March and May, so that the contributions accumulated to September 2020 had 2.7% increase as compared to the same period in 2019. We have also had a reduction in redemptions as compared to the same period in 2019 because of the special revenues of pension in the same period as compared to redemptions compared to the year before. So there was a growth of 17.8% of the balance of the same period, and a growth of 6.7% also justified. So the admin fee that received in the third quarter of 2020 was 12.5% greater than that in the same period in 2019, and 17 greater if we compare the year-to-date numbers in the 2 years. As to reserves and redemptions, in terms of reserves for funds with a greater share of variable income and that have higher fees because they are more complex. Just as in the case of Caixa Seguradora, but now, on the opposite, there was a significant growth in the net income of Caixa Vida and Previdência, 187% greater, and 67% if we compare the first 9 months of the year, especially because of the spin-off. For this reason, on the next slide 14, we can also see the evolution of net income of the companies, and this is a consolidated presentation. The net income of the quarter was 2.7% greater if we compare the third quarter of 2019 and 14.9% if we compare the 2 years, year-to-date numbers. So the lower growth, if we compare revenues, are especially because of the increase in provisions driven by the increase in lenders' insurance and also because of an increase of loss ratio in the case of mortgage insurance. On the next slide, you can see Caixa Capitalização, where we can see the savings bonds. The net income in the third quarter was 6.8 superior than the second quarter of the year because of a better performance in collection and also because of a higher financial result. However, if we look year-to-date numbers, year on year, the results are still affected by the adverse effects of the pandemic in the service network of Caixa. Reserves have grown 10% as compared to the third quarter in the year before, and they are 1.8% above the reserves of the second quarter of 2020. So the moderate improvement in collection in the third quarter of 2020 as compared to the quarter before show the restrictive measures of the COVID-19 pandemic had not yet been overcome, especially in lump sum payment bonds, because monthly payments are more resilient to the impacts of the pandemic. The revenue from admin rate was 3.4% greater than the second quarter of, however, 28% greater than the third quarter of the year before. In this manner, so the relationship between management fee and collection was down by 2.7% as compared to the same quarter last year, and grew as compared to the quarter immediately before. Now, going to slide number 16. Now we are going to comment consortium. And here you can see in this case, if we compare the third quarter of 2019, that the net income has grown 51.7%, reaching 20.8 million, and the growth was because of increase of in revenues from service provision. Because of the gains that we have booked, there were exceptional revenues and there were positive effects due to the reduction in operational expenses. In the third quarter, there was a recovery in the volume of credit letters that were marketed, especially considered the special measures for the control of the COVID-19 pandemic, with a highlight of the letters for vehicles. In the third quarter of 2020, the funds collected have totaled 789.5 million BRL, a growth of 2.2% as compared to the quarter before and 1.7% lower than the third quarter of 2019. Lastly, we should emphasize that consortium company does not defer marketing costs. So these costs are booked when sales are made because of accounting rules of the central bank. Now the revenues from admin rates are deferred because of the time for what we market. In this manner, the reduction of production that we had between 2019 and 2020 had an impact on cost without an impact that was proportional and had an impact on results. In this manner, I end my account of our performance in 2020, and now we are open for questions and answers. Thank you very much. The conference call is now open for questions. Initially, just from analysts and investors. After that, we are going to open for questions from journalists. And so, therefore, if an analyst or investor has a question, please press star one on your touch phone now or at any time after this announcement. If at any time your question is answered before your turn,
please press star two to get your question from the line. We kindly request you to pick up the headset to ask your question in order to assure optimal audio condition. Please wait while we collect questions from analysts and investors. Once again, analysts and investors, if you want to ask a question, please press star one. Once again, please, analysts and investors, if you want to ask a question, please press star one. We have one question from the webcast. The pandemic has impacted the company's revenue in the second quarter, but in the third quarter, you presented excellent numbers. Does the company think that the worst part of the pandemic is past already?
Thank you for the question. Yes, in fact, the second quarter was a quarter that so far was the worst in terms of impact of the pandemic. The results of the second quarter, the pandemic has practically affected us in the second half of March, April, and May, practically. There were few businesses and few sales, and the payment of the emergency allowance on Caixa Econômica Federal's desks. The recovery started as of June. In answering your question, in fact, the second quarter was the period which was the most impacted in our company by the pandemic. With the resumption and the recovery, of course, we have a new strategy and new guidelines to sell the products that are our flagships for Caixa Seguridade. We have been able to have really spectacular results, and here also making the most of the higher volume of Caixa Econômica Federal because of the loans, especially for businesses. Because of the pandemic, and here I would also like to emphasize the theme of PRONAMPE, and there were more than 10 billion in about 2 months, 2 months and a half in credit. So this made it possible for us to have a very high volume in the third quarter. We have an expectation that is very positive for the closing of the year, and especially when we talk about lenders insurance for businesses, and also considering the new strategy of Caixa Econômica Federal, focusing on segments that of small and medium-sized businesses, we are still very optimistic. So the worst time of the pandemic so far was in the second quarter, more specifically in April and May.
The next question also comes from the webcast. Is there any line of business that can still be impacted by the pandemic?
Well, of the lines of businesses that are our focus, obviously here we are talking about life, lenders insurance, and pension in combination with mortgage, especially housing that has become a strong lever for our growth. Obviously, pension. We believe that these more key lines of businesses for the company, they're more core to our businesses. Considering the current situation, we do not believe that there will be an impact in terms of production. There are some segments in our business that have not yet had the expected recovery, and here we were talking about savings bonds and consortium. In terms of savings bonds, this is done very much on remote desks, especially in lottery houses, and you can see that the production is not yet back to pre-COVID rates. And for a consortium considering the new partnership for the next 20 years, we have started work of reformulating the product so that we may launch next year a more agile products, more that meets more the needs of our customers, and also making the use of Caixa's know-how and our expertise in real estate businesses. So we see the reflex in these two line of businesses. But on the other hand, we remain optimistic, especially as of 2021, with a recovery and better direction, and then obviously contributing to with the know-how of our partners, both with the savings bonds with Icatu, as well as with the consortiums. For consortiums, we're still our results from consortiums still comes from sales that we can call the open sea sales. We still do not use very much the banking channels or sold in caixas, branches, and we want to become more competitive, and so that we meet more the needs of our customers, that will drive us to much higher levels next year. And we are very optimistic with these two branches. Another question from the webcast. The quarter's revenues were very good. However, there was a drop in revenues from MEP. Could you detail us and give us more details about the reasons why? Well, it's a good question. And so the question is about the MEP. I'm going to give the floor to Eduardo to answer your question.
Well, thank you, Takashi. As I said, MEP revenues grew less than DBF in the third quarter, especially due to the drop in the results of Atil Seguros and Banco Retora. So in the case of Atil Seguros, the reduction of MEP of one was 24.9%, and the drop of MEP from Banco Retora was 39.1%. These two drops weighed in the overall results together with Caixa Seguros, which grew in turn as compared to the third quarter of 2019, and 28% if we compare the previous quarter. So the drop was smaller, basically because of the effect of the participations. So a last announcement for analysts and investors. If you want to ask a question, please press star one. We are now closing our questions and answers session with analysts and investors. Now we are open for questions from the journalists. If any journalist wants to ask a question, please press star one on your touch phone right now or at any time after this announcement. If your question is answered before you get to your time, please press star two to take your question from the line. Once again, journalists, if you want to ask a question, please press star one. Excuse me. We have now ended the questions and answer session for today. We would like to invite Mr. Eduardo Takashi for his closing remarks. I would like once again to thank everyone for your participation and to stress our results that has been really a record for Caixa Seguridade, and we continue working very much focused
meeting the needs of our customers in the best way possible. And we are very optimistic as to the new challenge, which is the closing of our partnerships, so that in 2021 we may consolidate and present very good results to our shareholders in line with all the potential that we have. Thank you all very much once again, and have a good afternoon. We have now ended today's conference call of Caixa Seguridade. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a great afternoon. Thank you.